I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Am I muted?
Yeah, no, you're not this time.
Oh, so you're not going to start fussing? All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure. Because, you know, I did have some tissues ready for all the crying.
You're not going to start fussing?
Yeah, you're going to start fussing. I'm going to have them ready for everybody in Tampa. Got my box right there. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football. I'm Jacob.
I'm Ant.
What's going on, man? Did you have a merry Go ahead, sorry.
No, that was flawless. That was great. I think we pulled it off.
No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't pull it off. It's okay. But hey, we're going to keep trying. It's new year, new us. I mean, I love that I can say that now.
Yeah, there we go. Same okay. Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so, did you have a merry, merry Christmas?
Yeah. Santa came to our house and all the cookies were eaten. Milk was drank. And lots of presents were left under the tree.
Okay, so let me ask this. Do you leave out carrots for the reindeer, or do you leave out another vegetable?
No, that doesn't happen.
So we just don't care about the reindeer. Okay. If you had to pick one reindeer to identify as, which one would it be?
Comet, honestly.
I can see that. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, makes right? Sense. Yeah. How about you?
I'm a Blitzen kind of guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because of the hooves?
Yeah, because of the hooks.
Hey, so we're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And as soon as we went live on Instagram, people start, like, the chat is going crazy. We got people talking in caps. Lily.Ava, she says we're her favorite. And, she said it again. Nice. So. Yeah, shout out to her. We got shrooms. We got free smoke. We got all kinds of people in the chat tonight. Wow. So that's exciting stuff, you know?
Oh, wave to my friends at shrooms because that's the only one that's going to let me wave to. All right.
Yeah, there we go. So we took a little Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
And the whole flag world erupted.
Boring. Gee, I wonder why the whole flag world erupted.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you want to bring the guests on and we'll talk about it? Or
can talk. Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do.
You want to talk about anything first before we bring the guests on?
I will say I appreciate all the well wishes everybody gave me.
There you go.
Knee's doing good. Still can't walk or put any weight on it, but you know we're getting there. Probably be after Tampa before I'm walking. So, so appreciate everybody. Like I said, appreciate all the well wishes. They were well received. So let's go ahead and bring on the guests.
Was it better than the first time? This is your second knee surgery, right?
Yeah, so this is the second ACL repair. This time, though, I had my meniscus on both sides repaired as well, and that's kind of what's holding the progress up on it. So everything, as the doctor told me on Tuesday, everything's held together by strings right now. So they want to let stuff heal. But man can't ride around.
What?
What?
You can't what?
Ride around on the golf cart.
You can?
I can. I said I does.
Oh, okay.
It. Oh my god.
Well, I was like, what are you gonna do? Like, you gonna have a hoverboard? Like, what's your plan?
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Hoverboard?
That would be. Yeah. Okay, I never heard of this guy, Nico. I don't know. Maybe I think he plays for some amateur team, but he's in the
chat. What does he mean? What does he mean by these people? It's 2026. Yeah, that's crazy. I know everything's back, but we don't have to bring that back. Gee, what is, man? It's bad.
Oh, okay. And then finally, shout out FDM, one of the mean trolls out there. He loves to shake up the co-ed air it out format a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, let's bring these guests on.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. You want to intro them at all? You want to?
Okay, so is it one or is it two? Is it red? Is it blue?
Yeah, all of the above.
All right, cool. Well, welcome. First of all, bring in the logo. Nothing else needs to be said. Bam. Man, look at that hair, dude. A1.
Hey, just saying. Hey, I woke up just like this, just so we're clear.
We wouldn't expect anything less. And hey, perfect. And we're going to bring in somebody else. Go ahead and bring in the island boy from the Cayman, but mute him.
Hey, Big Sexy, what's up, buddy? Big Sexy, what's up?
What's up, my brother? Doing all right tonight?
My bro? I'm good, buddy. You?
Yes, sir.
Good. Hi to the other guys, too. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Ant.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're fine, bro. They're fine.
By the way, I identify as Rudolph, just so you know. Like, I'm definitely Rudolph.
Dean, I wanted to know, both of their answers were also wrong, bro. So, yeah, right? Rudolph was better than both of theirs. So that's okay.
Exactly.
So who should we identify as then?
Honestly, we'll allow Ant to be Comet. Okay, that's kind of a. What was your choice?
I said Blitzen.
Yeah, can bro. Can we
do Prancer? Because
Dibs. First of all, I'm Prancer. Okay, do not give away my reindeer.
So that leaves Donner, right? I guess we can.
Oh yes, sir. Yeah. Well, I would say technically Jake is more of a Donner. Okay, Donner is in the corner, making sure that the truck is revved up so that when all three of us do something stupid, we have a vehicle to go to.
I can't be Donner because that's when my grandma used to talk to my mom. My mom's name is Donna. She used to say Donner, and I can't do that.
First of all, that's even better. Okay, that just lets us know how accurate that was. Okay, look at us. Look at us. That's perfect.
Yeah, and he's totally a vixen, by the way.
I'm a vixen. That's fair.
I thought Dean would be like a dasher or a dancer.
Or a comet, or a cupid.
Okay, all right. This is getting out of hand.
Honestly, I figured Dean was going to choose Cupid. You know, so
Cupid is,
you know. So yeah. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Shout out to Dean's side chicks. All right,
yay!
So in about 9 days, we got a tournament coming up.
It's a small
one,
right?
Gonna be there. So tell us what you're most excited about. We had these lists come out. Ant stirred the pot big time while I was laying around doing nothing with his big old spoon.
Yes.
What stood out the most to you as far as selections go?
Big Sexy, no. You go first. Big Sexy, you go first.
Now, by selection, what are you referring to by selection?
Because was there a big surprise? Was there a surprise that somebody got left off? Was there a surprise that somebody made it?
No. I think the biggest surprise to me was – well, no. That's what I don't understand is because these lists technically are popularity contests. It's not who is the best. Those guys on that list are athletes. Don't get it wrong. Two of those lists, I didn't even know two of the names. That lets me know that those people are just well-liked, and that's fantastic. And if if you are upset about this list, you're an idiot. First and foremost, it makes no sense. We put out questions to people across the nation, and then they were like, oh, there's my buddy. I vote him. Oh, that chick's hot. I vote her.
That's so how he votes.
Right. I mean, but that's how a lot of people are. So if you see these lists, other than that, like the whole national rankings, which one was it that the one team had like 1,000 points higher than anybody else? That just tells me that they've been to more tournaments. It doesn't necessarily say that they are the better team. They went to 12 tournaments. Your team went to 4. Shut up, bro. You look stupid, okay? If you need a hug.
So are you going to answer my question or not?
Oh, sorry. 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 I had to get on my soapbox.
Yeah, get off your soapbox,
then. I honestly absolutely loved everything about it. Top to bottom, left to right, those lists were fantastic, and I loved every minute of it. I had no problem drinking hot chocolate, reading the comments. It was glorious.
You weren't drinking hot chocolate. No,
I was not
drinking hot chocolate. Let's not censor it, Jordan.
Look,
let's not censor. There we go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No.
So. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, it those lists like just built the hype so much more for Tampa, because you got a lot of comments. I'm sitting on a soapbox, but I'm not going to climb too high on it because this is a this is a public broadcast. But there were certain feelings that were hurt, which is ridiculous because, like Jordan said, it's a popularity contest. It's I know you. I'm going to vote for you. Like it has. If you really do get offended by that list, then I'm sorry, but you're way too emotional. It's but your list that came out, they were great. It's built a hype for Tampa. And it's gonna the smack talking. I think there's gonna be a lot of smack talking in Tampa with regards to this list. So I loved it. Like
so,
I said, I'm,
are either one of you gonna answer my question, or are we just gonna talk about feelings?
Honestly,
if you don't have an answer, that's fine.
Once you brought the list up, I think that my opinion just kind of popped out. What was the question? I'm sorry. Let's just go back here. You know, I haven't seen y'all in forever, okay? I got excited, okay? I'm sorry.
Me too.
Emotions run high. Emotions run high.
It just popped out.
What was the question again?
It's not just me. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's forget the list. What's the most exciting thing you guys were excited? What are you guys looking forward to with Tampa?
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah,
like I haven't ref the tournament since like January. I'm like, I've got the fever. I wanna get out there. You know, I can't wait to see.
This January. Can you keep your fever in the Cayman place?
Wait a minute, hold on. You haven't ref since today. When was the last time you ref?
No, I'm saying at USA flag. Well, I flag. Sorry, at an I flag tournament. Was in Worlds in January this year. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, oh, but so. you ref.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, like multiple, yeah, lots of games. But oh, okay. I'm just looking forward to getting the band back together, you know, seeing you guys. Mm-hmm. It's great to get out on the field. Thank you to Jacob working so hard today to get those schedules out. Appreciate that. Goat right there. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing all you guys, you know, and even Jacob. You and I are going to race, right?
Friday. You guys are racing?
That's really
cool. Oh, my gosh. Hey, speaking of races, do we get to go live this year for the Joe Camp and Ants race? I think we should go live for this year.
If you guys don't sneak off and, like, hide in a corner and, like – race where nobody else can see it.
It was early last time. They was talking junk to each other.
Okay.
They was like, put your money where your mouth is.
It was like 6:45 in the morning. You guys were at the park doing nothing, waiting for me to come open the room, and you guys hid in a corner and raced, and then when you guys came to the ref meeting out of breath.
I have a video. We were in a corner. We were on a field. Thing. We were broad daylight. Okay, anybody could have come and got this smoke.
Yeah, it's Florida. The sun is up at like 5 a.m.
Hey, all I'm saying is it sounds like excuses to me. We were there. Okay, all I'm saying.
Okay.
So
I don't know. You know I feel like I need because here's the thing. He weighs at least 150 pounds less than me.
That sounds like a view problem.
It sounds like an excuse.
Hold on. The first time he barely beat me. The second time I was even heavier, and he had a little bit more on me, but he still barely like he's not killing me in these races.
Why is he bringing bears then, into this race?
Yeah, exactly. and then I dropped down a weight class or maybe moved up a weight class, and I challenged.
It wasn't just one weight class. It was not just one step. Just don't stop it. Stop it, bro. Dad bottom and, full effect. I mean, still got it though.
And yeah. I feel like I redeemed myself in beating like four different directors because I got everyone decided they wanted to challenge me.
I mean, that was appreciated. You raced on my behalf.
Is that true? So, is there even a director that can name a director that raced you that stood a chance?
Well, I didn't run, so
well,
I
would right.
Run. Wait a minute. You don't stand a chance against me in a race?
Ooh, well, not right now. You,
6 months ago, you didn't stand a chance.
Oh, okay.
Pew, 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 pew.
Jordan, you've fallen victim to the sniper, too.
We can put Jacob in a golf cart, Ant running, and see who wins. And I think Ant might still be Jacob in a golf cart.
I'm about to say, yeah, bro, I'm going to hit him. That's fact.
Go
ahead.
I just feel like what should happen is that we should turn this into a relay race, and there should be someone that's the equivalent weight of Joe and then the equivalent weight of me and to even things out a little bit. Because I could keep racing Joe, but he literally weighs 85 pounds.
He weighs 85 pounds and is 85 years old.
Hey, I'm older than him.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, I am.
So just because you're 86.
So I got some advantages I got to deal with. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, are you older than him?
Yeah, it goes Spence, me, and then him.
Jordan, do you remember chest bumping a certain, speaking of old people, do you remember chest bumping somebody in Charlotte in 2021?
Oh God, not even close. 2021. Oh,
I can't name
bro. Bro, I don't remember last week.
It was another official. I'll put it that way.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Joe and this official at the Charlotte Major.
Oh. Okay. Yes.
And you about killed him.
Well, hey, all I'm saying is again.
I can't name drop live. I'm not going to do that.
I got excited, okay? Emotions run high. All right? Chest bumps are real, okay? So I'm sorry.
Hey, so we do need to back up a little bit here because in between our last episode, Jacob getting knee surgery, and then there was this – and, yeah, there was a bunch of lists that I dropped just to have fun and, you know, kind of fill the gap between our episodes. But there was also like real exciting news that happened in the world of flag football, and well, I want to
get to it.
I want to spend a little time on it. So let's talk about this because we have two directors on the screen right now. So Jacob, Jordan, you guys have known this for months and months, but Dean, I want to talk to you about this. Tell me your reaction to hearing the name change, the new schedule, everything. What, you know, good, bad. What were your thoughts?
It was at first. It was like a major bombshell. I was like, "Oh my god, this reshapes the entire landscape of iFlag now." And then, especially with my biggest, the biggest change was moving Worlds right to LA and moving it into the summer. Which is great because it's moving it to the city next year where the Olympics are the year after. So I get the move. I like the move. One thing I do know that it affects is that national team players now won't be able to play at Worlds, because their national team schedules, commitments, they can't play tournaments between July and between that time frame. So I think that opens it up to a lot more chances to win. Like normally you'll be playing against stacked teams. Now I think coming Worlds, I think you're going to have, you know, a lot more teams competing that it's going to be more open on who's going to win. So I love it. I love the move. The biggest news was moving Worlds to LA, which I guess I should book my ticket from now. because that's a far way. But yeah. I love it. I love that move to Worlds. And then obviously adding Gatlinburg is great in Greensboro. So I'm looking forward to that. Coming to see you, Jordan. Coming to see you, Jacob.
Oh yeah, that's different. Yeah, that part I like. That part I like.
Yeah. So I think in a whole it was a great change. And I'm looking forward to what it holds. I'm looking forward to what the future holds. I can't wait.
So, Dean, the only thing I say to you is anybody can put on a shiesty mask and you won't know who it is.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you know now without – shout out, get your shiesty mask, Buck Runner. But you won't have those national team players there. So I think it's going to open the door for more teams to, you know, have a chance for the championship that normally wouldn't. So yeah, I love it.
Interesting take. Jacob, Jordan, anything you guys want to add? I know you guys knew about this stuff. Is there any, like, exclusive things we could find out that you could drop on the episode tonight? Or
I mean, I think you guys pretty much know everything that's been made available. You know, the name, the rebranding, you know, everybody's really excited about it. Looking forward to it. Schedule change, the nice things, we're going, it's like you said, we're going to Gatlinburg, super nice park. Everybody but Dean worked that tournament with me back in June. Yeah.
Thanks.
So you guys know exactly where we're going. You suck.
Oh, is that where we're going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a nice facility.
So go back to that facility. We'll go back to New York City. That's a lot of fun. I hate we missed that last year, and this year for that matter. Yeah, but look, there's a certain experience to be able to, like, in the rain, have the, what is it, the RFK bridge or whatever it is, the rain bridge juice coming down, and, like, yeah, it's trying to watch people try to avoid that. It's really funny.
those were the good parts of New York. I'm talking about the bad parts. You know, those really equate. The one in one, you know.
Yeah. Let's see where else we're going. San Diego, we'll do Chula Vista again. I mean, it's just if you look at how they laid the schedule out, it looks really big, but you got to think it's an 18-month plan, right?
Yeah.
So LA is going to be really exciting. We've seen some of the renderings of the complex. It's a brand new complex. I don't even think it's been completed yet. So it's really nice. Really looking forward to that. I mean, but talks about Worlds and talks about how bad the weather is right now, like with, or how historically how bad it's been. You won't have to deal with that. I mean, you're in LA. So,
yeah. Facility is like 10 minutes away from where I used to live. The summers are great. It doesn't rain in the summer at all. So that's not
nice. Well,
wait, 10 minutes from where I used to live.
Yeah, the facility.
I wonder how. Okay, no, that's fine. I'll just mail my guns to me, and I'll just catch when I get there. Hey, thanks for the heads up, bro. Hey, you're a good man.
I'm just saying, you know, I can tell you where not to go for sure, and my address was in that location. So,
case in point. Thank you.
Jordan, bring an extra one for me, please.
Bro, I got you. Bro, I'm bringing all mine, okay? So,
you know, the other thing that I thought was really cool about it, if you look at the youth schedule, yeah. I see Max Preps is added to the girls, the high school schedule, and I think that's going to be really exciting, having them involved. Just I feel like that is just a continued aspect of the expansion of high school girls flag football, so that's really cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, you look at how, like, things are progressing. Like, they should be involved. Like, it, I understand, like, not everybody's sanctioned, and that's fine. Like, you know, state wise, I mean, heck, North Carolina's officially still not even sanctioned. So, it should be a thing where these girls are getting able to get recognition and get noticed and be more standardized, especially for them to have a path to college and not just be, you know, random scouts and recruiters showing up to, you know, they could show up to our tournaments and that'd be fine. But they, you know, you go to like some backyard tournament trying to find somebody.